See, he's been pulling the whole house down around our ears. Honestly, I wish I'd never heard of that Zed Seaside. Look at the mess you're making. Hello? Anyone at home in that empty head that used to belong to an impy imp I once knew? I've told you 20 times. Mummy's told you 20 times. We'll fix it all up for you. You'll see. I'll lay out all your clothes and Mummy will pack your backpack. You won't have to worry about a thing. And hey, you especially won't have to worry about that horrible Skylar Harris since she got kicked out of Rainbows. Good riddance to bad rubbish and serve her right.
Oh, I know, but I know. I'm so relieved. Now she can't push me off any more monkey bars. But, what if you and Mummy forget something? What if you forget Buffy? Buffy doesn't want to miss the seaside.
Oh, now, Princess. You can't take Buffy with you. What if he got all wet and sandy? He'd be ruined and you'd be heartbroken. Or what if he got left behind? I dread to think what you'd be like. You must see it's not possible. Honey girl, you really mustn't. Tell you what, why don't we have a game this morning? And we'll do a story about the seaside. How would that be?
Alright. They can make up for them not coming with me. And I'll tell them all about it when they come back. That would be alright, wouldn't it? But, and maybe if we do a seaside story, something extra specially nice can happen.
Yes, I've got an idea. I'll tell you while you have your breakfast. Come on now, it's been ready for ages, and we're not playing anything till every bit of this mess is cleared up. Are you listening, Impy? And that goes for you too, Icky, you silly thing. Tickets, please. All tickets, please. Yes, thank you very much, madam. Thank you. Oh, where are you going, son? Ah, right, okay. Thank you.
Sit down, Buffy. Sit down. It looks just the same as it is those windows. It is out of yours, darling, and I don't want you to fall down if the train lurches. Oh, Mummy, I can't sit down. I'm so excited, I can't sit still. Just think of it, the seaside, all that lovely sand. I can dig as many holes as I want to, and just think of what I might find in them. I can't wait.
I can't wait either, Buffy.
Oh, Charlie dear, just keep an eye on them, will you? Yes, of course. Now off you go, Lacey dear. Ah, that's better. Now, the children seem to be quite happy. Poofy's making his holes and Kistel's playing in the water. It's so beautiful here. There's lots of lovely shade under these trees and there's a lovely little breeze. The coconut water's lovely and cold.
Yet.
Who said that?
Oh, I did. Excuse me. I'm not used to air. It feels so cold.
Oh, where did you come from?
Just down there under the water. I saw you swim by a few feet above me. I saw your tail and came up to investigate. I've never seen anyone like you before. Excuse me, I have not. I wouldn't be caught dead going around with my tail all blue and sparkly, a long pink hair, and what's that in the name of Neptune? A tiara?
Yes, it's pretty. So is my hair. So is my tail. I'm prettier than weird silver hair and a green tail. I'm just a nasty cross body. So go away.
Oh, Bladderack. Please don't try me, sir. What is your name, anyway? Mine's Marcellus.
It's Kistel, if you want to know. And how did you speak to me if you were under the water? And what did you mean about me not having seen anything yet?
I think spoke into your mind. Didn't you ever try it? All merfolk can do it. Very handy. You can't speak underwater, so think speaking's the only way to communicate down there. Bet you could too. Go on, try. Think a question to me in your head.
All right. Isn't it very cold and dark, always living underwater?
Cold and dark? You're mad. It's the most beautiful place there is. Forests of different coloured sea plants, groves of beautiful coral trees, beds of shells that glow like jewels, undersea caves with soft sandy floors to live in, friendly sea creatures to play with, the whole wide ocean to swim in, lots of friends living all around. Oh, the parties we have every night, the dancing, the nights when we sit on the rocks under the full moon and sing while the big ships go by. Oh, you just love it, Crystal. Your family. I know about you toy mermaids, teased at school because of your tails. having to swim in some pokey little garden pool with a few goldfish for pets, living a stuffy family life and never seeing other mermaids unless they're toy ones like you, having to use some horrible electric wheels to get around, or slithering on your stomach like a snake when you could be swimming in your own natural place. Why don't you give it up? Why don't you come back to the sea where you belong?
Oh, Marcella! I don't know what to do! Oh, I think I'm back now. Can you wonder where I've gone?
All right. But if you decide to come back to the sea, give them the slip before you leave for home. Say that you've forgotten something. Then make a beeline for the sand. Get rid of those awful wheels forever and just swim. I'll be waiting for you. Call me. I'll hear. Sitting on a rock a bit of a way out, and I could see the beach. Your family's lovely. I don't blame you for staying with them. I'm sorry too.
You? What are you sorry for?
Because I was doing what I'd been told to do, silly.
What?
Don't think badly of me, Crystal, or my clan. We've got problems here. Every year, more and more of us die because of pollution or getting caught in nets. Any chance we have of getting more of you to come back to the sea, we have to take. You must see that.
Yes, I do. But I have to stay. I love my mummy and daddy and my little brother. But I'll miss you too.
Oh, we could still be friends, if you want to. Now I've opened up this channel to your mind, we can talk anytime you want. Just say my name, and I'll be with you. And of course, there are no doors to the sea. You could always come back another time, when you're older. Or even come and visit us again next time you come to the seaside.
Oh, that would be so much fun! I could introduce you to Mummy and Daddy and Goofy!
Ah, now, don't get excited. You're not getting me into a pair of those awful wheels. But then again, you never know. Your parents do look nice. Anyway, got to go. I'm off to the rocks to see the ships go by. Good night, now.
Good night, Marcellus. I'm glad you're my friend.
While you were playing.